Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Yeah, Tigers are going to get set, Dan.
They will get one set, but they're going to have to go the distance as Clifford kicks to the 20. Taken by Laurie. Laurie throws it on here. And the man he gives it to, Stafford Tua, happy just to centre the ball and take the tackle. Newcastle have one more set to defend. Tigers 18 short of halfway. They swing it to the left side where it comes here to Naden, so he must be okay. But he's hammered here by Gagai. Playing it now. Rikapua dummy half away to Madden. Madden away here to offhand Gowie. Both teams out of petrol here, and the Tigers haven't thrown much at them so far. Three gone. Here it comes down to Brown. Brown gives it to Fairbairn. On to Dewey. Dewey to Laurie. Laurie on the run. Drop down 38 away. Couple of tackles left for the Tigers. Comes to Dewey. For God's sake, don't run him. He doesn't. He gives it now to Madden. Away to Tua Lungi. He's away. Beats one, beats another. No one to give it to. Now he fights Kapoa. Kapoa brought down. 30 seconds left. 5 metres out. The game comes down to this play. Six more tackles. Six more tackles. I don't have to panic here. Madden. Madden now. Oh, we had Laurie pouring through a gap and he took the tackle. 19 seconds left. Tackle count irrelevant. It's Fairbairn hitting it up. They've got two plays left. They're just to the right of the post. Everyone standing here. Now Brown goes for it. Oh, terrible play. Drop down three out. Here it is. 4 seconds left. It comes to Madden on the last. Throws it out to Kapoa. Two on two. Pops it back to Laurie. Laurie drops the ball. Knights win. And they celebrate like they've won the grand final. Well, that you could write a textbook on not how to play it with 1 minute left down by four. But it's the Knights who hold on. 14-0 at half time. They look gone at times in the second period, but they would not let the Tigers poke their noses in front. And the Tigers, they drop a game here that they probably feel like they should have won. And the Knights can at least go up the M1 knowing they are absolutely not going to win the wooden spoon.
Yeah, it was a frantic finish, wasn't it, Dan? The break from Tua Lungi. He did have support that he looked for, but it was the following play after that that I thought the Tigers needed to pull the trigger. There was space on the right-hand side, and I don't know if they got a bit of a mix-up whether or not they knew it was a six again, because I think it was Peachy that pointed for the kick.
Yeah.
Obviously, Madden's realised it's six again. Yeah. That was the time to execute. I think Peachy should have been back. Or Laurie.
It was Laurie. Yeah,
Laurie should have been back and just got the ball in hands and they'd have walked over in the corner.
It was like that six again, Gordy. It discombobulated them. They had a plan, and then as soon as they got that six again, they thought, "Well, hang on, we got an extra couple of tackles here. We don't know what to do."
Yeah, it gave them time to think, didn't it? It was all going to become natural, and they were panicking. They had one more play, and they would have went deep right, and then they get it again. I think both players, I think if he puts the kick through, there's no doubt that Laurie wins the race to the footy. But if they go through the hands, they're a chance as well.
All right, let's go to Brent Reed with one of the Knights winners.
Yeah, Jaden, it's an understatement to say you guys needed that one.
Oh, bloody oath. I think I want to come out here and show our character today. I mean, hasn't been there for the majority of the season, if we're being honest. And it's a pretty tough week, to be honest, really, reading all the stuff. But, you know, we know that we're better than that. And we haven't done the right thing by Adam, the staff, and the fans, and the jersey. So, no, it wasn't pretty, that's for sure, especially that second half. But, yeah, geez, it feels good.
I was going to say to you, what was the week like?
Oh, to be honest, I deleted my socials. I couldn't keep reading. It was just, it was tough. You know, obviously the Clem stuff. And we wanted to come out here and play for him tonight. And, it was tough. But, to be honest, I can't rally the boys enough. We built the week really well and stayed positive, and we know that the only way out of this is to stick tight in these tough times, and we did that tonight.
You've got 4 weeks to go. What's the goal for the remaining 4 weeks?
A bit of that. You know, show our character, particularly defensively. You know, we haven't had a good year, but, you know, sides like Cronulla, Cowboys, Broncos have shown you can turn things around pretty quick. So it starts now. It starts how we finish off this season and go into the pre-season, because, you know, we've got to turn things around for obviously next year.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Thanks, mate.
Good stuff. Nice honesty there from Jaden Brayley with Brent Reed. They've got the Broncos next Saturday night at Suncorp. Then they've got a home game against all Sunday Arvos after that. Canberra at home, Gold Coast up on the coast, and then Cronulla to finish off their season. That's their sixth win of the year, so they move up to 14 points. And they now move 4 points clear of the Tigers. In fact, they move up to 13th. It's a poor season, but still it means now they're going to shake off the Tigers and the Titans. We'll go through the ladder shortly. Who's doing 3-2-1 now?
That'll be me, Dan.
Yeah, okay, for homeloans.com.au. You tell me when you're ready. Is Reedy getting someone else? No, Reedy's done. Good job, Brent Reed. Triple M Foxtel scoreboard, Newcastle 14, Tigers 10. Ream Hot Water, of course, bring us to footy. And for the homeloans.com.au man of the match, they are the best and fairest when it comes to home loans, James Graham.
Yeah, it was a tough one today. It was a bit of a scrappy affair, but a couple of players really stood out. One point to Tuala, who got the two tries, vitally important, and had a great opening to the game. 2 points to Joel for Hengawi. I thought he was sensational for the Tigers. I just looked at the stats then, and he was on the field for 70 minutes. I didn't recall him going off. He was so busy. He was by far and away the Tigers' best middle forward and probably the best for the Tigers as well. But 3 points goes to Tex Hoy. He had a massive game tonight. Stepped into the fill in the boots of Ponga. Caught plenty of those balls and was involved a lot of the positive things for the night. So, yeah, he gets the 3 points.
Three wins with Tex Hoy as the fullback this year. All right, that just about does it. Here's the ladder. Penrith 38, Cowboys 32, Sharks 30, and then it becomes more of a logjam. Melbourne in fourth on 28, Parramatta on 28. Massive four and against difference there. So Parramatta have to win one more than Melbourne if they're going to get into the four. That might open up this week. South 26, they can still make the four. Melbourne and Parramatta, well, they play Parramatta this week. South and Melbourne have Penrith. So South could be fourth, and not all that much has to go right for them. But they have to win. That's the key. South 26, Brisbane 26, Roosters 24, Canberra 22, Manly and the Dragons on 20. Then a big gap. Bulldogs 14, Knights 14. Bulldogs better for and against. Warriors 12, Tigers 10, Titans 8. Well, you can shake off that spoon, Gordy. The Tigers losing. That's a good result. Are we locking off the 8? Are we still giving Canberra a chance?
Slim.
Okay.
They're a slim chance, Dan.
All right, that's it. It's been a long day for you, Gordy. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you go too, Jimmy. Thanks to everyone behind the scenes as well. It's been a big weekend. Brent Reed, nice job. We'll be back Thursday night from Bluebet Stadium. Big one. Penrith, Melbourne. Triple M rocks the footy. Newcastle winners this afternoon.
The Triple M NRL play of the day.
As it comes here to Hoy on the short side, breaks away from one, gets past Laurie effortlessly. Oh, that's a soft try. Straight after they were denied one, they have conceded their third.
Triple M NRL game highlights.
Clifford puts in a grubber. The chase is terrible from the Tigers. And getting there first is Inari Tuala. Oh, that's a good Newcastle try. Wilford's not going to wait for the last. He's going to kick a 40-20 attempt. It is just too good. Out to Best. Best tackled with the ball. Jolting free. And that has just killed the momentum for the Knights, who look set to score this second. Knights looking to cash in on their dominance. To the left, here comes the Best. Best gets it on Tuala. He's got a double. It's a lead thoroughly deserved. They're killing them. Newcastle Knights. Dewey shovels it on to Laurie. Cut out ball, Naden. Naden's got a chance. Naden for the line. Naden bounced it. As it comes here to Hoy on the short side, breaks away from one, gets past Laurie effortlessly. Oh, that's a soft try. Straight after they were denied one, they have conceded their third. Now the Dewey kick is allowed to bounce, and then taking it is Naden, and he gets over. That's a hell of a kick for the Tigers number six.
And the Tigers are back in the contest.
Big last tackle. He's Madden. Delays the kick. In fact, passes away to Kapoa. Sets sail. Scores. Tigers two in a row. They're coming home like a freight train. Comes down to Madden. Puts up a high torpedo. That's a great kick. Gets a good bounce. That might be a 40-20. Hoyas just let that go. It is. It's a 40-20. But no result. 14-10 Newcastle. 6.5 to go. Here it is. 4 seconds left. It comes to Madden on the last. Throws it out to Kapoa. Two on two, pops it back to Laurie. Laurie drops the ball, Knights win, and they celebrate like they've won the grand final. 14-10 Newcastle.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.